USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The man who police say murdered six people in Arizona has been found dead in a hotel room in Scottsdale. The assistant police chief, Rich Slavin, describing how the victims are connected.
He had a divorce situation back in 2009 and 10. And during all of that time, he was related to all of the victims in some way.
The killing started on Thursday. Two psychiatrists, two paralegals, and two others killed. Jones shot and killed himself at the hotel Monday morning as the SWAT team moved in. Leading up to the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore next week, the White House says there's been no change in policy against North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We have sanctions on. They're very powerful, and we would not take those sanctions off unless North Korea denuclearized.
The two plan to meet June 12th to talk about denuclearization. This is USA Radio News.
This is CeCe Carmichael, a classically trained chef. You've seen her all over your television in many different places talking about so many different things, and they all looked delicious. You're going to tell us about a contest where people could win a $5,000 prize?
Yes. Well, it being June Dairy Month, which we're very excited about, and we want to celebrate with all our listeners and all our viewers, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes to enter to win $5,000. And also, if you go to easyhomemeals.com, that's where you enter to win, and you can also get really great recipe ideas of things that I've made. I stayed up all night making for you.
I also want to enter the contest. Once again, tell me how to do it.
Go to easyhomemeals.com, and our friends at the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association have been kind enough to sponsor this.
Thanks again to CeCe Carmichael.